who you surround yourself with is going to have a larger impact than you can ever imagine. Today on this Mindset episode, we're going to dive into evaluating your tribe. And in this episode, we're not going to dive into, sometimes I've spoken about, well, do we need to do some pruning in our life? But today, we're really going to focus on, wow, look at these people who are serving us well, and how do we support them in a turn? And how do we receive that even more in abundance? Remember, if you haven't subscribed, subscribing is just an absolutely 100% free way of supporting the podcast, letting me know that you're out there listening, and it helps other people find the podcast as well. So if you haven't subscribed, please don't hesitate, hit that subscribe or follow button and share. Sharing is caring. And so the more people that hear about this, the more impact that we can make in the world. Well, let's get into it. Well, you guys, mountain bike season is back in action in Far North Idaho. We are 3 weeks into our 26-week-long Wednesday night riding season. And last night, which was week number 3, while we were out riding, I got teary-eyed. And here we are out in the wilderness. And I'm realizing one of my favoritest riders on the planet. I know that's not a word, but it is a word in this case. But he's a gentleman who is 73. I think he might be turning 74 years old this year. And he rides with our group and tears it up. He's such an accomplished rider and still out there with us. But as we were riding, I was reflecting upon the influence and impact that he has had on my life over the three, this is going into my third season of doing this. And I'm just looking at what he has contributed into my life and the other riders as well. And I'm hoping that by means of telling this, or by way of telling and sharing, just the impact that he's had on my life, that it helps you look to the people around you and to see who is putting their fingerprints on your life and to take the time to thank them. And so last night I was out riding and I'm out in the forest, and sometimes riding alone is something that I don't mind doing. And I was out there riding it's a Forest Service road is what we're doing to get to the top of the mountain so that we can make a really awesome descent and on some single track. All that to say, I'm riding out there and I was feeling strong. I've been training all winter long for this opportunity to, you know, enjoy the riding during the high season. And as I was out there, I was, you know, hearing the different sounds and thinking about the different critters that are in the forest where we live, which include grizzly bears potentially. Yeah. I mean, literally there are grizzly bears, but you know, I haven't seen the grizzlies yet, but you know, we see black bears and such. But I was looking around, listening to the creeks and just enjoying the stillness of the nature around me. And, I wasn't expecting, when I began with the pack, I wasn't expecting a few of the usual riders to be with us because they weren't there initially. And so I'm going along the ride. And here's just an interesting sidebar, not to be too eclectic with this conversation, but I started riding in advance. So the group got to where we were beginning our ascent. And I start riding up the hill. And I was given some clear directions as to, okay, this is where it goes at the gate. You know, you want to make sure you're on the left side, blah, blah, blah. So I'm listening to the directions, got them. And I'm slower. I am not a powerhouse climber. And when I say climber, that means that when we're going uphill on a bike, I can putter out and I just need to go slower and just accept and receive that. And so I started out knowing that the pack is going to catch up to me. And here he was, I was just trekking along and I was up there quite a ways into the ride. And I'm thinking, wow, where are they? Where are they? They should be catching up to me. They should be catching up to me. Where's the pack? Did I take a wrong turn out in the middle of nowhere? It's not possible, but maybe. And so next thing you know, the what I call the A-list riders come up, and, you know, and they're so kind and they're not arrogant riders. They're really kind and supportive, and they're passing me, but, you know, we have a little conversation before they finished passing by. And that to me is also part of the personal growth process, is that receiving, accepting where you are is so important. And say, that's okay that I am not the first one to the top of the hill. It's okay that I started early and I'm getting passed by these riders. It's okay that they are better than me, because them being better than me doesn't mean I'm bad or worse or not good at something. It just means that they're really good at that. It was a concept that if you follow me over on Instagram, the handle is at Happy Julie Holly. If you follow that, I actually put a little quote up there. I've been sharing, you know, just my gems of the day from my daily planner. Like, what you tell yourself matters is what I call it. And it was like, just because someone else is shiny doesn't mean that you are dull. Well, you know, just because these writers are more accomplished and they're doing super great doesn't mean that I'm just a piece of coal and they're a diamond. Okay, that was a really bad example, actually, because, right, diamonds come from coal. And when you're put under pressure, you become a diamond. So actually, maybe that's what I'm becoming, right? I'm being put under pressure as I'm writing. I digress. All this to say that part of that level of acceptance and understanding about where I'm at in life comes from what I have chosen to ingest into my mind, right? So I do a lot of reading of books, but there are influential people out there on the trail with me. And when I began writing this is my third season, right? So when I began writing, I was nervous, and our amazing leader who organizes everything, and it's formally informal, and he puts out there, you know, kind of the qualifications for the ride. And I was so nervous the first season. I'd send a message through the forum and like, can I do this? Am I capable? Like, what do you think? And his belief in me gave me enough belief to continue on, right? I've spoken about that before. Sometimes we have to borrow belief from someone else in order for us to make the choice to go on. Sometimes we, in and of ourselves, just don't think that we have it in us. But when we know that other people see it, then we can say, oh, they see it. I can't see it, but I believe and I trust them, and I'm going to receive that and I'm going to move forward. Well, because he saw the potential and knew that I would be safe and was also willing to ride slower. There were a couple of riders that did this. And so I would be at the end of the pack the first season for sure, always at the end. And I'm usually at the end anyway, if it's uphill for sure. And I don't mind that. But what I learned through this process was what I noticed as I was out on the trail last night. I suffered my way up. And in my mind, I literally said, oh, you got to suffer before you smile, which is a line from one of my favorite writers who is in his 70s, right? And I'm riding along and I'm just thinking about all the growth and development that I've made as I've been out mountain biking. And I'm enjoying it. And I thought, oh, I reached the summit. Well, it was a false summit. And there was more climbing to go on. And it was a real trigger there to realize how much our mindset has control over our ability, right? And so I had this mindset, oh, I'm at the summit. I'm good to go. I can release, relax, let go. It's going to be easy from here on out. Only to learn, oh, wait, there's another half mile climb and gets really steep. And you're going to have to endure that and make it if you want to enjoy the sweet downhill. And as I'm doing this final ascent and I'm, you know, just going up the crest and I'm seeing the group all together, I see one of my friends and I hadn't seen, she wasn't there at the beginning. It's one of the only other female riders. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's there. She's 15 years older than me and just absolutely crushing it. And I didn't realize that she and her husband had begun the ride earlier. And so I was able to rendezvous with them up there, and it was really special. And I start to walk back towards my bike and I hear someone say, hey. And I was so focused on seeing my friend and just excited to share this ride with her. I didn't notice one of these powerful figures. And I turn and I just about was beside myself. I'm like, oh my goodness, like one of my favorite writers. And I didn't even realize you were there because I was so focused on the excitement of seeing my other friend. And I looked up and I just said, I was absolutely embarrassed, but I know this person well. And as we started riding again, we hit another sweet downhill and we're flying down. And then we hit another climb, another one of those. We weren't expecting to make another climb. And so I end up at the back of the pack on this climb and I'm with this amazing powerhouse gentleman. And I'm talking to him and I'm just telling him like, wow, you know, you've taught me far more than you realize. Over the last couple seasons we've been riding together, you laid the foundation for me to understand acceptance. He is always about just enjoy your ride, Julie. You don't need to be at the front of the pack. Just enjoy your ride. Look where you are at. Hey, Julie, you know what? Just relax. Be a soul rider. Just relax and enjoy. And really what he was saying beneath it all was accept where you are, receive the beauty that is around you, and don't be in a hurry to rush things along. I didn't realize that that foundation that was being laid over the last couple of seasons was something that was much deeper in my life, which is really cool. So you get to see the impact. Now I see I'm able to receive more from the books and such that I'm reading about acceptance and about enjoying and about being present in a single moment versus trying to race ahead. I'm not saying I have this figured out by any stretch of the imagination, but I got teary-eyed as I was thinking about this group of writers who's around me, who support me, who encourage me, and who set these amazing examples. And although I'm speaking about, you know, this one amazing writer in particular, like all those writers, as I started contemplating it, I realized that everybody plays a role in our life. And we play a role in someone else's life as well. And it's really important that we recognize this. Looking for the satellites in your life that are glowing, that maybe they're challenging you in a really gentle way. They're allowing you to rise up, just like he was inadvertently teaching me about acceptance, about self-acceptance, about acceptance of situations. You know, can't control the rain or the snow or the mud or, you know, the hot sunshine. You just receive how it is. And no doubt you have people in your life that are teaching you about something that is going to help you level up. I want you to take a moment and think about that. If you're in a work setting, even if you're working remotely, you are going to have people around you that you're interacting with. Can you identify someone who has that influential role in your life that's leaving a positive fingerprint? Maybe it's how they communicate through the emails that it's just, you can tell there's just some positivity in it. Maybe it's someone in the strength of their leadership that is demonstrated by how they are able to encourage people and challenge them all while not crushing their souls, right? Or becoming too demanding. Maybe it's someone in your family. If you're a parent, it could even be a child. I learned tons from both of my children. My daughter teaches me about embracing creativity. And while she teaches me that, I am teaching her how to embrace the flaws that happen through the creative process and that it's part of the process. So looking around your life and seeing who are these people that are positive influences in your life. And I call them satellites for a reason. And that is that, you know, think about the satellites that are out in outer space and they orbit with us. right? And they're sending a signal to us. We use these things called cell phones, and that cell phone is pinging off towers and out to outer space and doing all sorts of things that I can't explain. And by nature of that, we're getting all this information. Well, the satellites are tracking with us, right? And so think about those people that are tracking with you in life, and they're sending a signal down to you. You might not even know the specific signal, but you're receiving something, and it's allowing you to flourish, and it's laying a seed and a foundation within you. I can think of another friend I was able to see recently in person, which was extraordinary. And we've been friends for, wow, I think we've been friends for 20 years now. Anyway, just seeing her as a woman who has grown and developed over the years, and to see the role, the influence that we've had on each other's lives, it's powerful. We are all having these powerful ripple effects on the lives around us. And no doubt you want your effects on those around you to just ripple out and radiate in a very positive way. And to encourage people. That doesn't mean that you don't challenge them, that you don't level up the bar or something, but it's that it's done in a way that is contagious and able to be received. So I want to encourage you today that to go in and be wide-eyed about those people in your life, about the satellites in your life, and then take a moment. As we were writing, I was speaking with this writer, and I just said, wow. And I was teary-eyed. I don't think that he knew I was teary-eyed, but I just told him, like, wow, this is what I see, this role that you have played in my life. And it's changed the trajectory of my life without me even knowing it. We don't have to be aware necessarily in the moment, but when you take the time to reflect back on the people in your life, and they don't have to be 20, 30 year type friends or people in your life. Maybe someone's been in your life for the last 10 months, you know, 12 months. What, you know, looking back though and saying, wow, let them know. I am really grateful. You're doing this in my life, and I am grateful for that. Thank you so much. Right. And I know that through that expression of gratitude and appreciation towards my friend, I know that he was really grateful for that. And he dismissed it. Oh no, I haven't done anything. But I know that what he's done, and it's great to communicate that. So as you're going about your week, reflect on these people, and throughout your week, communicate with them. And I'm going to encourage you to make that communication a verbal communication or a handwritten card of some sort, to say, just trying to take it off the digital platforms and to make it in a very personal, meaningful way. That's what I have for you today. You have a ripple effect, and others have that effect in your life. And so go ripple out powerfully, wonderfully good things, and receive those ripples back into your life from other people around you. Until next time, go find your freedom.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This episode was brought to you by Three Keys Investments. They are dedicated to helping people like you. Yeah, you, my awesome listeners, develop passive income and legacy wealth through multifamily investing. Feel free to check out their website, threekeysinvestments.com, to see if there is an offering that will help your portfolio grow and meet all of your needs. If you haven't already rated, reviewed, subscribed, liked, all of those bells and whistles, I would be absolutely honored if you would do that for Ask Me How I Know. Thanks again, and go make it a great day.